Hi, it's Dallas from All 105.3. I'm here with the Aces live in studio. Welcome to the Bay.
Hello. Thank you so much.
You guys got out of the blizzard the other night. Your tour started in Seattle, right?
Yep.
It also started with a snowstorm.
Snowmageddon.
Full snowmageddon. It was actually insane. Yeah, we had to cancel a show in Vancouver because of it. We made it out alive, though. Made it to the Bay.
I'm glad you guys just didn't get, like, snowed in. I saw so many pictures of vans.
Actually did. We tried to leave the night of our Seattle show, and we got snowed in. Our van got stuck. We had to walk back to our hotel with our suitcases, like, half a mile, probably.
Hectic.
It was insane.
As Utah kids, is that something, like, that doesn't faze you at all?
Well, yeah, that's what we were kind of, like, we were kind of making fun of Seattle, because when we started seeing it snowing, we were like, this is nothing, like, you guys are babies. But then we realized, like, oh, no, people are freaking out because the city's just not built for it.
The it's like with the hills.
Icy, they don't have plows.
They don't have snow plows.
Yeah. And so you're, like, trapped. Real scary.
Like, you're fully trapped, which
is
crazy.
We had a little bit of snow on the mountains here last week. People lost their minds.
Yeah.
It's like,
y'all aren't prepared in Texas. Yeah.
No, that's nothing like that.
Utah's like pretty flat, and then for the most part, like within
Utah's got like heated highways.
Yeah, like within 15-20 minutes, you're gonna get plows on the freeway. You're gonna like we're used to it. We expect it. Whereas here, it's like it's crazy.
When we were in Seattle, it reminded me of Utah, like on Christmas morning, like before they have time to like plow it. Mm-hmm. Usually in the mornings, it'll just be like, snowy and blanketed, and that's how it was in Seattle. Yeah, it was really pretty. Yeah.
Just we got stuck, so
we don't get that here. None of that. Street out there is heated at all, but it's a very exciting time for you guys because this is your first U.S. headlining tour.
Yeah. It is.
And like it's almost like your fans have graduated from being girlies to moguls.
The moguls. Yeah, man.
We say it's bull.
Yeah.
We're like, you're moguls and girlies. That's the most powerful combo that you could ever have.
Do you feel powerful? Because on Twitter, sort of, it feels like these sort of words that you've started, are fans like just using them constantly now?
Like, it's like hilarious because we just go off on tangents, like, it's a different word like every month of just something completely dumb, and they catch on. They're just like us, like, they'll use
they're hilarious,
girly, mogul, whatever.
Yeah, mogility. No, they're
mogility.
It's actually insane. Like, we were getting on stage in Seattle and they were chanting mogul, like, they weren't even chanting the Aces, they were chanting mogul. And I was like,
some of the fans that weren't as diehard were like, what are they saying? I'm just like,
only moguls know, you know?
There's like kids showing up with bucket hats that say mogul on.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Yes. It's been quite the ride for like the first, you know, year since the record came out. You know, you played all these festivals last year. You opened for 5 Seconds of Summer. And like there hasn't been a whole bunch of, you know, radio play and whatnot for you guys, but you've sold out almost the entire U.S. tour so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How have people, in your minds, how are they hearing about the Aces and coming to these shows?
Honestly, like, we've done, the past year has been a lot of support tours, which has been awesome. And then, so I think that's been, like, a really big part of it.
I think live performances, people seeing us open has been a big one, as well as just, like, word of mouth. Mm-hmm. I think when kids like something, they just tell everyone, which is, like, the best thing.
Which has been, like, amazing. Like, honestly, when you do your first, you know, headline tour, you kind of put the tickets up and see what happens. And mm-hmm. try to not be crazy ambitious venue size, just to like see where you're at. And it was just so mind-blowing to see how quickly the tickets went and how well the tour is doing. And like, oh, holy shit. I mean,
you can say it.
Holy crap.
It's totally cool.
I gotta get used to this.
You're not live on air right now. You're safe.
You know, the fans are really reacting. The tickets are going.
Yeah.
And that's really encouraging, especially for all the hard work we've been doing for the past year.
Yeah, you guys sold out this Rickshaw Stop show. It felt like, I don't know if it was a day, it was real quick, and I was
damn.
This is like a couple days.
Was one of the first. I think Anaheim was the very first show to sell out in San Francisco.
San Fran was like one of the
San Fran's full of moguls.
Our West Coast. Mogul, mogul, mogul.
The Bay's got love.
They got love.
Bay's got love.
Yeah, the Bay's got moguls. Our shows here are always incredible, like one of our favorite cities to play.
Yeah, you guys opened for Coyne here. You opened for Shaky Graves last year?
Yeah.
That was random.
That was like random. He just asked us to. Like, I don't know. I think our agents just hit him and was like, hey, Shaky Graves wants you guys to play with him. We're like, why not?
It was right after Bottle Rock Festival. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we stopped by and did that show as well.
That was dope. I forgot about that.
And now, like, we're almost at a year since the record's come out.
Yeah.
People know the songs. You've been touring on them for a while. Have you been able to get back into the studio and record, you know, some more?
Oh, yeah.
Bangers, you know,
you know how they'll stay on their grind.
The there's some new stuff.
We actually are in the middle of like finishing up some stuff, and we can't say too much. but always working on new music, and we're really excited. So,
like, I talk to your A&R every day, and he still hasn't shown me anything. So I'm like, I'm trying to find these things out.
He's gatekeeper.
Kenny, he's our gatekeeper.
Shout out to that dragon.
Our management hits up our A&R, and they're like, hey, can we get a peek of something? He's like, not without the artist's permission. I'm sorry.
He is the best. He's like the OG. We love him. But we're working on it. You'll hear it sooner than later, we promise.
Almost time. But for now, you've got like some cool merch. It's like, I haven't seen before.
We got that merch.
Like, all I have is a Rebel Records like water bottle.
We got
Will you be at the show? Will you be at the show tonight?
I have a 37 and a half week month. Right? Wait, yeah. She? Yeah. She's very pregnant.
37 months.
We'll send something to you. Get us your address. We'll send something.
Yeah. We'll send you some swag.
Audio Tree beanie.
No, this is a merch. This is an Aces beanie.
I don't know. See, audio I'm silly tree. As hell.
Yeah.
But very stoked to have you guys in the Bay tonight. And one more question. Like, I'm curious, when you guys are in the van, like, what is a song that comes on the radio and you all freak out for?
Ooh. I would say Astroworld right now.
Yeah, Sicko Mode just makes everyone freak out.
Astroworld, that record's sick. Yeah. Sicko Mode.
You were tweeting about, you went on a, like, a Rihanna tangent the other night. I'm like,
I was.
Yes.
Rihanna, anything Rihanna. Rihanna. Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
We all wear Fenty Beauty. We're like, yeah,
Fenty
there
head
for
to toe.
Her.
We love our girls. Waiting on that one, right?
Say?
New Rihanna record this year?
Oh, yeah. Rihanna. Okay.
We're all waiting.
Okay. Almost. New Aces, new Rihanna. It's all happening very soon. We're excited to see you tonight at the Rickshaw Stop sold out show, first headlining show in the Bay Area. We've got so many moguls here who need you to come back soon.
Moguls.
Welcome back to our moguls.
Always back to the Bay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.